This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1767. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program. On this edition, recorded April 2nd, Abkhazia, Alaska, Albania, Antarctica, Australia, Belarus, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, Eritrea, Ethiopia, France, Germany, Greece, Japan, Kurdistan, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Rwanda, Somaliland, Spain, Sudan, Sweden, Thailand, USA, Uruguay, Vanuatu, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says he was surprised to hear a transmission of Abkhazian radio, or Avtoradio, on March 27th. It's a 5-kilowatt transmitter in Sukhumi, Abkhazia, also known as Georgia. This was from 09 to 09:30 UT. It's been scheduled on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sundays only. That was before the A-15 season began, so there might be a change. Alaska's shortwave station, KNLS, is still off the air at the beginning of the new broadcast season, says Dmitry Kutuzov in Russia, the NEB radio DX via Rusty X. He says, according to Konstantin Chernushenko at the station, repairing the antennas is only in the initial stage. Using a Perseus software-defined receiver, Wolfgang Büschel finds that the China relays in Albania have unusually wide bandwidth. Most shortwave broadcasters range from 9 to 12 kilohertz wide, but the Chinese broadcast on 11855, he measured at 36 kilohertz wide, and the English broadcast on 13710 at 42 kilohertz wide at 0715 UT, March 31st. Manuel Menez in Spain tells us that LRA 36 Antarctica is still active and being heard, although with a very weak signal, on 15476. He monitored it March 26 from 2038 to 2110 with some Latin American songs and announcements in Spanish. He got it best on upper or lower sideband. Wolfgang Büschel measured just a trace of the carrier, 27 hertz below 15476. It appears that Reach Beyond Australia, formerly HCJB, totally jumbles its scheduling from one season to the next, becoming ever more complex as they're adding more and more obscure Asian languages. But they have their complete schedule on their website, showing English, the main English broadcast now to Asia, are at 1445 to 1530 daily. There are two different frequencies, one for South Asia South, 11590, and another for South Asia North, 15340, although they both have English during the half sesquihour starting at 1445, the actual programming is not the same all of the time. Part of the time it is, but other blocks are different. I was hearing 11590 until April 2nd when that signal was missing, so I wonder what happened. Ivo Ivanov says Radio Belarus from Minsk is now using 11730 with 100 kilowatts and 11930 with 125 kilowatts for its external services, no longer on 7255. 11930, of course, collides with Radio Marti and Cuban jamming over here. The rather convoluted schedule shows English as follows. 20 to 2020 UT on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and 2020 to 2200 every day. Why? Because Spanish occupies the first third of an hour at 20 UT on the other days of the week. Forwarded to Hardcore DX by Daniel Williams, another Brazilian DXer, Leonildo da Silva, in Paraíba, reports that two tropical band stations have reactivated. They are on 4975 Radio Iguatimi in Osasco, São Paulo, and on 4825 Rádio Canção Nova in Cachoeira Paulista, also São Paulo State. And he says he's heard them in the local mornings. Wolfgang Büschel tried to hear them too and was able to get some very weak carriers, but not confirmed as those stations. 19 hertz below 4975 and 75 hertz below 4825. On the other hand, at another time, 2109 UT, March 29th, another German DXer, Frank, in Dresden, measured these UNID carriers slightly differently, 45 hertz below 4975 and 88 hertz below 4825. In DSWCI DX window, Manuel Mendez in Spain has this news about Radio Brasil Central in Goiânia, Goiás, which has been off 4985 and 11815 since last September. He sent an email to the station asking for info if they've left shortwave and got this reply. These two transmitters are in maintenance, says Leid Ribeiro. So we can hope that was true and Radio Brasil Central will be returning to the air. Global 24 has now had two broadcasts on Saturdays only, relayed from Bulgaria on 9525. The time change for World of Radio on the last Saturday in March, it aired at 2130 UT. But we have no info yet about whether the time and or frequency will remain the same now that a new season has begun, A15. However, the broadcast had been starting at 1800 UT, and there will now be co-channel interference unless they change. Anyhow, World of Radio at 2130 was heard by many, including Tarek Zaidan in Cairo. Another relay from Bulgaria was Radio Space Shuttle, Sunday, March 29th at 18 to 19 UT on 9600, which Dick Spacewalker warned us about in advance. However, that turned out to be a big collision with China Radio International, now on the frequency in English during that hour, as observed by Jari Savolainen in Finland and anyone else who tried to hear it. So Dick Spacewalker says they're changing. Starting April 5th, that 18 to 19 Sunday broadcast will be on 13800. Bruce McGibbon sends an article from the Lakeland Ledger in Florida, March 29th, that the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation is cutting 244 jobs, part of a strategy to eliminate up to 1,500 jobs across the country. It's facing budget constraints, trimming back local news services, affecting English and French language stations. No stations would close and local radio programming is being maintained, but evening newscasts would be shortened, as well as on Radio 1 morning shows beginning in the fall. The cutbacks would reduce operating costs by $15 million, while still employing 1,100 people in 29 stations nationally and the Northern Service. Last week we had an item about China Radio International possibly cutting several languages, including Icelandic. Tim Hendel says, "You mean it has Icelandic? Hard to believe. I've never known any station in that language on shortwave except for Iceland itself. I'd really like to hear this, just for the novelty value. Is it online?" Possibly. I've not yet found it. However, I did find a commentary at pcjmedia.com by Keith Perrone titled "A Bottomless Pit of Waste, China Radio International." No, I'm not going to read the whole thing this time, but he does mention Icelandic. It has a staff of 24 who produce 1 hour a day. How big an audience? Since Icelandic started, they've received 2 emails. The website has less than 100 visitors a month. As for listeners, internally they suspect less than 20 per week. And Tim Hindle replies, "I wonder where they even find those 24 Icelandic speakers to broadcast from China." There is again some activity on the almost vacant 18 megahertz shortwave broadcast band. March 31st at 1326, I had a barely audible signal on 18990. Probably a jammer from China, since Radio Free Asia in Tibetan via Kuwait is again this season scheduled on 5 different frequencies between 11 and 14 UT, which one is in use depends on the day of the week and which of those hours. 18930, 18980, 18990, 19,000 even, or 19010. On April 2nd, I did hear something on 19 megahertz exactly. Radio Martim made one major frequency change, as it has been doing for the past few A seasons, replacing 13820 with 13605, between 13 and 20 UT. Yet it still took the Dentro-Cuban jamming command by surprise, leaving Radio Marti totally in the clear without jamming for March 29th, 30th, and part of March 31st, until they finally made the switch. I've also noticed from HFCC registrations, where this change was certainly no secret, that Radio Marti has resumed a Monday morning silent period. From 03 to 09 UT, the frequencies in use other days of the week are off, 6030, 7405, and 5980. However, I doubt that the Cuban jammers will notice, as they used to, take a break themselves, allowing us to hear something else, like Calgary on 6030. Since A15 began, Radio Cairo Egypt has made some frequency changes, but it doesn't improve their reception since they have severe modulation problems. The English Susquehanna, North America at 23 UT, I found, remains on 9965, even though it's just barely modulated. The 0200 hour, which I think contains different programming, if we could hear it, has moved back to 9315, replacing 9860. Answering last week's question about whether the clandestine radio Asena for Eritrea had turned out the lights, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says it was still on the air as of March 26, still in the B14 season, 17 to 18 UT via France on 11720. The schedule was Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. Same frequency carries Eritrean Forum, another clandestine, on other days of the week. Wolfgang Büschel measures a very odd frequency of Ethiopian radio from Addis Ababa, 7237.239. This was previously carrying not only Radio Ethiopia, but Voice of Peace and Democracy and Voice of Democratic Alliance. He was hearing it at 1750 UT, making heterodyne with the properly channeled stations on 7235 and 7240. A number of piratical stations will have special broadcasts over the Easter weekend via ARDXC. Free Radio Service Holland says on Sunday, April 5th, they'll be on the air between starting at 1000 UT, and I suppose it may last several hours, on 7700, 9335, both of which I think are really pirate frequencies, and also 6070, which would be the legal low power in Germany. You may not have noticed on shortwave, but there's been a long strike at Radio France. It began March 19th amid fears that hundreds of jobs would be cut. It was prolonged at least until the end of March, according to the Radio France website via Marty Delphine. No English on shortwave, of course, but Mike Cooper in Georgia was listening to RFI's internet stream and heard the new Paris Live PM program at 14 UT, March 30th. Announcer said there would also be one at 16 UT, no mention of shortwave frequencies. Meanwhile, Jean-Michel Robier in France says that RFI's French broadcast relayed via South Africa, which used to be well heard back in France, are now all gone, confirmed by Ivo Ivanov, that site no longer relaying France. It seems that IBB has now opened up its Saint-Omer relay to carry stations besides Voice of America. These may simply be exchange deals, but one of them is Radio France International, according to HFCC registrations, at 12 to 13 UT on 21580, when the Issoudun France site is also registered, so it could be one or the other. At 1320 UT after this hour, I was hearing a bit of French cutting on and off the air on 21580 with such a good signal, I figured it might well be Saint-Thomas. Getting back to France's non-shortwave English broadcast, BBC Monitoring found this on their website, March 31st. Exciting changes starting last weekend. New broadcasts added in the afternoon. More articles on sport, Africa, and the world. Our morning radio broadcast changed format and times. They are now at 4 to 4:30, 5 to 5:30, 6 to 7, and 7 to 8 UT. And new afternoon broadcasts for 1 hour at 14 and 16, as Mike Cooper has observed. You can listen to RFI on the website if you cannot hear them on your radio. You are tuned for the newsiest and up-to-datest DX program, World of Radio, number 1767, accompanied by our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from William T. Hassigan, Illinois, who says, "This donation is in memory of the late Mal Fuller, who passed away on Monday, 9 March. That was Alan Weiner's co-host on WBCQ. Bill sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Via Christian Gibodeau in France, Play DX, and Harold Kuhl, Germany, in the British DX Club. Revised schedule for Seefunk, or marine weather, from Germany since April 1st. It's the 20-kilowatt transmitter in Kahl, Germany, on 9560. Also scheduled on 7310 for half an hour daily at 0730 and 1200, except on Sundays. There is no 9560 transmission at 12 UT. The call sign of this, everyone is spelling DP07, but that zero looks more like a crossed letter O as in Scandinavian languages instead of a zero, so I'm a bit confused about how to pronounce it or what they really mean. Stephen Lewis in Texas has been checking out the new season frequencies for English from Deutsche Welle. None of them broadcast from Germany, of course, and which arrive here only late at night. At 0400 UT, a good signal from Madagascar on 9800, but interference from Cuba 10 kilohertz down. At 05, South Africa fair on 7425, like Madagascar on 15275. At 0700, the Ascension relay 15560 provided a very good signal. Shortwave broadcasts from Greece continue to be quite sporadic. However, March 31st at 1939, I had a poor signal with Greek-sounding music on 15650, one of their previous frequencies. It ran over 2000 UT, but their clock is slow, as the time signal ended 49 seconds past the hour. And then a surprise ID, not for ERT Open or Edo Athene, but Radiofonikos Stathmos Makedonias, that is the Macedonian program. But it cut off the air at 20:01 and 41 seconds. Maybe they moved to 9420, not propagating, and that frequency I've not heard for quite a while, even in the evenings when it would be audible. Wolfgang Büschel says, due to the absence of a Greek engineer at the February HFCC conference, they lost all registration request entries in the frequency table, so some may have to move 10 or 15 kilohertz up or down in the future during the summer. On March 30th, just before it was fading out from 1330 UT, I found the newest frequency for Seabreeze, Japan to North Korea, or Shiokaze, 6020, replacing 5985. Ivo Ivanov agrees, and of course, that normally has English only on Thursdays, while the other transmission at 16 to 17 UT has moved to 5985, which he says is co-channeled to China in Swahili. I've been hearing Radio Japan sufficiently, if not strongly, on a couple of its new summer frequencies at 05 UT via France 11970 and at 14 via Palau on 11705. From the full schedule via Wolfgang Büschel, the others are at 05-5975 UK, at 10-9625 direct, at 1211740 Singapore, at 1415735 Uzbekistan, and at 1899755 South Africa. I've heard Voice of Kurdistan back on its summer frequency, 11510, replacing 9400, which is registered as only via Pridnestrovia between 03 and 19 UT, but don't you believe it. I was hearing it at 1345 and also around 0500 with rather poor reception. Ivo Ivanov says at least between 14 and 16 UT, the site is Bulgaria, and also with spurs, 20 and 40 kilohertz above and below. Another unpredictable station is Voice of Nigeria. That was tentatively what Torsten Hamann in Germany heard on 7254.9, March 30th at 1801 UT with news in English about Nigeria, not heard on 15120. And he says Wolfgang Büschel was also hearing Voice of Nigeria on 7254.9, March 31st, until 0559. Also until it cut off, half a minute past 0559, March 30th, had a good signal with chanting and percussion on 7415, which turns out to be the new frequency for Dandalkura, the U.S.-sponsored answer to Boko Haram, transmitted via Ascension, now scheduled at 05 to 06. And what about the new radio APC or radio change we mentioned last week? At 6 to 6:30 via Germany on 11720 in Hausa. Ivo Ivanov says that is no longer heard on March 29th. Apparently it was a very temporary service, since APC was the party which won the elections. I assume it was mission accomplished. But why would Nigerians freely elect a former military dictator? There's also a new A15 frequency for Hamada Radio International in Hausa, which isn't exactly clandestine, but originates in Nigeria and broadcast back to there, thanks to Radio Miami International. At 5:30 to 6 UT via Germany, it's 11740, says Ivo Ivanov, replacing 9610. Following the tornado hit March 25th, KOKC was already back on the air from Oklahoma City within 24 hours on 1520. One of their three towers was still up, although bent in half, and somehow the engineers managed to load it and get back on the air, using only 10 kilowatts, however. Meanwhile, they continued duplicating on a much lower-powered, undamaged transmitter, 1560 KEBC. And they were going to replace the damaged tower within a week. As planned, the Kigali Rwanda relay closed down after a final broadcast from AWR March 28th. I was listening to that French half hour until 2029 UT on 17800 with a very good signal, although Wolfgang Büschel says another half hour had been scheduled in Yoruba until 21 on 15275. 7120 is the well-known frequency in the ham band for Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland, signing on at 0330. However, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports some anomalies. On March 23rd, he was already hearing a Muslim sermon at 0255 to 0305 on 7130. It later switched to 7120. And on March 26th and 27th, they were signing on earlier at 0222 and 0228, all 7120. As of March 29th, we were hearing Spain on a new frequency with a very good signal. Must be aimed at North America, 17855 on a Sunday. It's on the air as early as 14 UT. However, the schedule seems to keep changing bit by bit. By March 31st, 17855 was missing. There had been an unnecessary adjacent interference problem with France on 17850. Ivo Ivanov thinks the nominal schedule when they have four transmitters going is as follows. 14 to 18 UT on weekends, 15490, 17715, 17855, and 21620. And every day of the week from 18 until 22, almost the same, 15450, 15490, 17715 and 17855. I've been hearing Sudanese tone jamming and Radio Dibanga on new frequencies. The 0430 to 06 broadcast on 11650 via Vatican and on 13800 via Madagascar. Its companion radio Tamazuch is normally not jammed, the same frequencies probably starting at 04 for half an hour. And Ivo Ivanov says the evening broadcast is now on these frequencies at 15 to 1530. 15150 Madagascar, 15550 Vatican, and 17600 France. On the last Saturday in March, Global 24 showed up on another European relay, the low-power transmitters in Sweden, at 16 UT, Blues Radio International, and at 17 to 20, Jazz from the Left, 6065 AM, and 9865 lower sideband. We don't yet know whether those will be continuing. Here's the A15 schedule for English from Radio Thailand. They're staying on 9390 for four broadcasts, 1230 to 13, 14 to 1430, 19 to 20, and 2030 to 2045. And as usual, they're moving to a higher band for the North American service at midnight to 01 and 2 to 230, 15590. And one more English to Europe at 0530 to 06, 17640. Thanks to Ray T. Mahorny, who is adding World of Radio to his Dish Nuts webcast, starting next week, UT Saturday, April 11th at 0130, with a repeat Tuesdays at 1330. You can reach it and all the other programming via www.dishnuts.net. WBCQ 5110 transmitter was off the air last week during World of Radio, but we did hear it on the Area 51 webcast, UT Monday at 0300. When inquiring about this from Larry Will, I heard something just before World of Radio, a tribute to Big Steve. He says, Dave the Boogeyman hosted John Lightning's show. Big Steve Cole passed away March 29th after a long illness. There's a nice tribute on his website, www.johnlightning.com. A former BCQ personality, his real name was Steve Coletti. I've been hearing an extremely weak signal, slightly on the high side of 6125, believed to be Radio Nacional Uruguay. Horacio Negro in Montevideo says the current power output from the 813 tubed in their transmitter is only about 150 watts, according to their engineer, half power from the nominal, as it gets exhausted. BC World Service has started up two special frequencies. It's for Vanuatu. 11945 replaces 9855 via Singapore at 19 to 20, says Ivo Ivanov. And S. Hasegawa in Japan reveals that the other one, 11695 at 09 to 10 UT, Monday through Friday, is a relay via KTWR in Guam. First time I think they've ever relayed anything else. March 29th at 1317 on 11890 via Philippines, I was surprised to hear Vatican Radio in Portuguese instead of scheduled Vietnamese. I suppose a feed mix-up. The propagation outlook from Boulder, lowest A and K indices of 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 from April 5th through 11th, and then rising to a peak of 30 and 5 April 13th, while solar flux would peak at 145 from April 10th to 13th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1767.